U.S. greater than Kuching staff slapped after asking customers to wear mask before entering restaurant. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Kuching staff slapped after asking customers to wear mask before entering restaurant. News. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, T&C apply. Two new clusters detected in Klang and Sarawak from foreigners and returning Malaysians. Malaysian girl warns netizens of Twitter user who used her IG photos for pornographic content. Tesla could potentially be opening shop in Singapore. Student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People Features Lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1,000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wob tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet, shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Violence is not the solution to anything at all. Recently, a couple was advised to put on a mask prior to entering an eatery but instead of complying, the couple struck the staff instead. The incident happened around 9:15 a.m. on the 15th of July at Setauk, Kuching. At that time, a couple wanted to go into a certain eatery but they were not wearing masks. A staff saw them and reminded them to wear one before entering the restaurant. However, they refused to and exclaimed that other restaurants did not have that rule. After hearing the commotion, another staff came out of the restaurant and tried to resolve the issue. Be it as it may, the shouting man asked the staff to not be nosy and slapped him across his face. The couple then left hurriedly. The whole incident was captured on the restaurant's CCTV, reported Sin Chew Daily. After a while, the restaurant received a phone call saying that their staff was impolite and were being obstructive by not allowing customers to enjoy their meals. It is unclear whether the caller was the same couple. Nevertheless, the restaurant has lodged a police report. The restaurant has also clarified that the action of asking their customers to wear a mask is not to make things difficult but it is for everyone's safety within the vicinity. Wearing a mask in public is not compulsory in Malaysia as of now but PM Mahathir has said in his most recent live broadcast that the government is considering to make the use of masks in public spaces mandatory. Adding to that, Health Director General, Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah says that if wearing a mask in public spaces is made mandatory, then violators can be fined ₹1,000 or face jail time. Also read, Health DG, if wearing face masks are made mandatory, offenders will be fined ₹1,000 or jailed. Source, Sin Chu Daily. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.